I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast. It sucks to be old.
Some trouble for the Mackinac Island Ferry.
What?
Mainly loaded with seniors. The Coast Guard and others had to respond to a Mackinac Island Ferry that lost steering while in the Straits of Mackinac.
Oh, no. Werther's Originals must have got in there.
Throw them overboard!
Seniors were tossed about.
Oh, I shouldn't like that.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't be laughing that hard.
Oh.
The Starline Ferry Huron had 144 passengers.
Look out.
Mainly seniors.
Yeah.
And four crew members when the ferry lost steering and was unable to deploy its anchor even.
So it was just floating.
It was just out there.
Floating.
Out of control. Oh. Floating away.
I've never been there.
I have.
So I don't know how far the ferry has to go.
It's not that far.
It's
been so long. I think it was like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Something
okay.
like that.
Well, like a 20 minute.
You don't want to be, could you imagine just being drifting out there?
No.
That's it. I'm going to throw up again. I can't believe it.
The legend lives on from Lake Chippewa down to the big lake they call Gitchagumi.
Fantastic song.
Superior and sad never gives
she
up.
She sang
her
it the whole
dad.
Time while we were out there.
She wouldn't stop singing.
When the gales of November come early.
She did it on a casino boat.
Bow, bow. Once.
Brings her own karaoke track every time.
I can hear it. It's still playing somewhere.
And the dusty old hall in Detroit, they sang.
This is my favorite part.
Yeah. The ferry and all aboard drifted towards St. Ignace.
Oh.
This we're could be the
die.
End.
That's it.
I always wanted to see St. Ignace.
But they were in luck as the Coast Guard cutter, Katmai Bay, was breaking ice nearby and quickly diverted to assist.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
A local commercial vessel that also serves Mackinac Island responded, taking all its passengers on board and all their Mackinac souvenirs.
Fudge, like,
all
their, yeah,
save
what's
the
way back?
Oh, so my God.
Fudge, it was loaded. No. That thing was loaded to bear.
Fudge overboard.
Yeah.
Don't jump in for it. No.
I'm not leaving it behind.
He went down with his fudge. Yeah.
Saltwater taffy.
You gotta let it go, Frank.
I won't. I can't.
You gotta let it go. We can come back next year. We can get more fudge.
Luckily, all the seniors and their fudge were safely transported to St. Ignace. The crew members stayed aboard the vessel, though.
Down with the ship, cowboys.
They say the incident can serve as a reminder that life on the Great Lakes is far from predictable. Fortunately, good cooperation and simple precautions like making sure everyone on board was wearing a life jacket helped everyone get home safely.
Yeah, I mean, no one was ever in the water at any point.
How
but
long were they out there for? Did they say how long it took?
It doesn't say how long it took.
No, but I really think that long. They should have an old lady sing Edmund Fitzgerald on every cruise.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah. You know, like, I love the idea.
Just get up with a microphone.
Yeah. I just dress like an old lady.
Oh my God. Well, you do that in your spare time anyway.
Yeah, so yeah. I've got all the stuff.
No, just when you thought a trip to Mackinac Island couldn't get any worse.
Oh, man.
That's bad.
Your boat loses steering and is drifting towards land.
There are cherries everywhere.
I bet there was a lot of old guys that were like,
show me where the boiler room is.
Yeah, I'd like to get a gander at it.
See, I probably could work it out.
I can fix it. Yeah.
Let me look at it.
They're all safe, thankfully.
That's good.
Everyone's good. No one was really injured. But they must have all had to put their life jackets on when things started to look bad, right?
I would hope so.
Because when I was on that ferry, I never wore a life jacket.
You know what, though? I've been on a couple ferries where they made you put it on.
I don't think they
which
probably...
Which was nuts.
No, generally they're just, here's where the life jackets are case something happens.
Yeah. I think I was on, I can't remember, oh no, you know what I'm thinking of? When I took that one, my only one cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, they make you do like
the drill.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, man, when did I have one of those stupid things on?
You know?
The cruise drill.
COVID, I guess, changed that where they don't, someone was saying they don't do that anymore. They just like you watch something on your TV and then you just go down and check in where you should be if something goes wrong. But they don't make everyone gather.
Because it was awful. Yeah.
What a weird way to start your vacation.
I know.
When we're all going to die, here's what to do.
Yeah. Most vacations do start that way, though. You're on the plane and they're like, this is what happens if this thing goes down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everything starts with a warning.
Yeah.
All right. In some other news this morning, we got several bitches tripping. The first one, it's because of a denied threesome.
That'll happen from time to time.
When you deny some women sex, they lose their mind. And caught on film is the crazy moment a crazed woman attacked a couple in Thailand with a samurai sword.
Oh.
As they tend to do there.
Oh, no.
After they refused to have a threesome with her. So here's what happened. There's this swinger guy, 40-year-old guy named Aum.
Yeah, he gets around.
Aum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and his wife, Note.
Okay.
Or it could be Note, but says Note.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been swinging with this girl, Air.
Air?
Air.
Crazy name. Yeah.
Aum.
For about a year.
And Note.
Yes. Aum, Note, and Air have all been swinging together for about a year. But they decided, we're done with Air. They want to move on to another.
They found someone new.
Partner. So they broke off a relationship with her.
Okay.
But she continued to pester them for threesomes despite the rejection. And then she snapped.
Yeah.
One final refusal this week caused her to lose her mind. And they got it the moment on film.
Did they really?
Yeah, when she comes after them with a samurai sword. Here it is. It looked like she got the guy on the head with that sword.
I don't know if it's still in the... It might still be in the sheath.
No. Oh.
I can't tell what's
going on. She hit him like three times.
He doesn't care. He's been stabbed by a samurai sword like six times.
The life of a Thailand swinger.
Come on, big deal.
What's her name?
Her name is Air.
Air.
Crazy lady. It shows the guy standing outside and Air swinging a samurai sword towards
him. Oh, God. There's where it was actually out. And now it means business.
Oh my God!
She tried to stab that girl.
So she's going after the wife.
She hates the wife. She loves her Sam or whatever his name is. She loves.
She's
that
wearing
guy.
A blue sequin dress. She took the sword out to show the couple
He's
the razor
just
sharp blade.
The sword. What a nut!
She rammed the open blade through the crack between the front door and the door frame, and amazingly, no one was hurt.
If this is one of the dangers of a threesome.
Of a threesome?
Yeah.
You could face a sword attack at any moment?
Yeah, everyone knows it.
So they said we kept quiet about what was happening for a long time because we're swingers and we didn't want anyone to know. society doesn't view what we do in a good light, and we didn't want our neighbors finding out about our sex lives. But we had some great times with Air in the past, but now she's crazy. She's desperate for sex, and we can't help her.
Wow. I have a feeling like she loves the guy, right? They did it for too long, and she got the feelings for the guy, and she wants the wife out of the way.
Well, she almost tried to stab the wife with the sword there.
And probably the guy would be like, hey, can't we still have these threesomes? Like, let's just have the threesome.
Yeah.
But the wife is like, no, she loves you or whatever, so it's done. It's done.
Yeah, that's what she wanted to kill her.
They say when she turned up with a sword, we felt we had to go public and shame her. That's why they released this video.
Yeah.
The couple said they hadn't complained to police about the attack yet. They're hoping that now that the video's been released, that'll discourage her from coming after them again. Or it could make her even crazier, and it could kick up the stabbing.
Everybody's dead.
The latest. Yep. All are dead.
Yep.
Om Not an Air.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she left the scene after several minutes. They were pleading with her to calm down. No one was hurt, but they hope she doesn't come back again.
Honestly, I can't believe no one got hurt in this whole thing.
Yeah.
He's grabbing a sword with his bare hand. She's just stabbing it through doorways.
She was really getting violent with it.
Yeah.
People could have definitely been hurt, so they're lucky. But again, that's a warning. Threesomes are great and all, I'm sure, when you have them, but there's downsides.
Yeah.
People could get violent.
Everybody's swordless.
Yes, please ensure all your threesome partners are swordless.
I have swords.
Remember the time Lisa had jury duty?
Yeah.
And she was thinking of trying to come up with an excuse that would get her out of it. We were trying to give her some ideas.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
She ended up not doing that.
No.
And she did have to serve.
Yeah, they picked me.
On a jury. Luckily, it was just a one-day thing.
Yeah, it was one day.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, a very long trial is about to take place for the Parkland massacre.
Oh, yeah.
But it's making headlines today because one juror's excuse to try and get out of serving was caught on tape. And you don't see the woman, you just see the judge. But this is what she said, the reason that she would not be able to serve on this jury. Take a listen.
And hold on, let me find your name. Miss Bristol.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm reading since the whole entire month. First of all, I'll clarify myself.
Okay.
July 7th is my birthday. The 4th is my son. The 8th is my son.
So, July 7th is her birthday, the 4th is her son's birthday, and the 18th is her other son's birthday, so that ain't going to work out for her.
Oh, the parties, yeah.
Too many birthdays.
Too many birthday parties, but there's more.
Hold on, wait, don't talk too fast, please. We have to be able to understand. So you said that there's dates in July that you're not available. What are those dates?
July 7th, July 4th, which is closed, and July 18th. But then again, I need to figure out something. I have my sugar daddy that I see every day.
Yes, you heard correctly. Her other excuse is she has to see her sugar daddy every day.
Yeah, you do.
Lisa, you should have went with the sugar daddy excuse.
We didn't even think of that.
No. We didn't.
I'm sorry?
My sugar daddy.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what you're talking about.
Well, I'm married and I have my sugar daddy.
Okay.
And I see him every day.
All right.
Did it work? She's married, she said, but she also has a sugar daddy that she has to see every day. So she ain't got no time for jury duty.
I get it. I got my sugar daddy and it's...
You better show up on time. I don't care about jury duty.
I know you don't.
You're showing up.
I know.
You're
time consuming.
It worked.
I thought she was going to ream her out. At the end.
I thought so too.
She was just like, listen, forget this.
Yeah. All she said was, all right, ma'am, we'll come back to you. And when they came back to her, they said, you're excused.
Yeah. She probably talked to the... Something tells me that's not the juror that either side is looking for.
The sugar daddy?
No. Yeah. The sugar baby lady?
Yeah.
Too busy being a sugar baby to focus on the case?
Yeah.
But smart...
I guess.
I mean, it could be legit.
Should you just try to look as crazy as possible?
I think that's in any way you can.
You say you got a sugar daddy.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. I just couldn't do it.
You guys, I feel like Chuck would love to be on a jury. I feel like, Chuck, the right case.
I do, too.
You would.
I would take it extremely seriously.
Right.
Yeah, I took it really serious.
My mom was. My mom was on one for like 5 weeks, and she loved every second of it.
Yeah.
I went like 5 weeks. One day, I was cool about it.
If I did get selected, I'd take it serious. If it was a serious case, you'd have to take it serious.
They don't care that we do a radio show, right?
No, no, they don't. Matter. I found that out.
I thought they did. They kind of tell people that, like, that you're part of the media.
No,
actually, I think they liked it. So maybe don't say that.
Oh, my God.
They didn't mind it at all. They're like, oh, okay, you're picked.
Oh. So we could, like, one of us could be gone for 5 weeks if chosen for jury duty and selected.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I don't know what you do at that point.
I mean, I've got a couple ideas of what you can do. You just have to look a little off. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You look in looking disheveled. And
yeah. Like maybe a full-on matching.
Just wear the Crocodile Dundee outfit. That's all you got to do.
You go full cosplay.
Get the vest, get the hat.
Yeah.
Cosplay as
the knife. That's a good idea.
Yeah, the knife's got to stay outside.
Or fake.
And he went full Crocodile Dundee, and he got right out of jury.
He's out of there.
Yep,
no problem.
Dude, that's smart. Not a judge.
There you go. There's your tip on how to get out of jury duty. Go Crocodile Dundee.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This lady, here's one more trippin' bitch to tell you about. This woman who admits she's a shoplifter is bitching about how they kicked her out of the store after she shoplifted. This happened in New York City. It's a Duane Reade store, which is owned by Walgreens. Similar kind of place.
Okay.
She claims that security guards aren't allowed to touch shoplifters, so she wants to file a complaint. Even though she admits she was shoplifting. Here's what she had to say about taking that stuff from this store. Take a listen.
I was in the wrong. I shoplifted in a Duane Reade. Before I left the store, before I left their premises, I bumped into the security guard, and he said that I had something in my bag. I gave it back. I wasn't even out of the store yet. And he put his hands on me and pulled me back into the store, told me that I had to come back in, into the back office, that he was going to write me a summons. And I said, no, you can't do that. I gave you back your property. I did not leave the store. I was in the store still when I gave you back your stuff, and you're not letting me leave the store. This paper is saying that I am not allowed into any Duane Reade in the state of New York. I guess ever. I took one thing of fabric softener, and it was to do laundry. But my whole thing is that they put hands on you when they're not allowed to touch you. They're not allowed to physically touch you.
You mean the private security guy?
Any of them. The private ones, the store, any of them. They're not allowed to touch you, you know? And even me, see? They asked me if I had something in my bag. I told them that I did, and I gave it to them.
The fabric softener.
The fabric softener. And as I was still going to walk out the main door, the guy physically grabbed me and dragged me back to the point where I had to push the door open and call for my boyfriend to come. They usually take the side of the store. Even if you tell them that they grabbed you, they touched you, they manhandled you, they dragged you in.
So now she's complaining that the cops generally side with the stores when shoplifters are caught. Well, of course they do, for God's sake.
Yeah, they do.
You dumbass bitch.
Yeah. It'd be a weird world where the cops side with the criminals all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys touch this shoplifter?
Yeah, so she just thought you can just stuff yourself to the gills, and then when a security guard's like, hey,
we saw you put some stuff inside your...
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, and you just give it back and you get to just walk away.
We have talked about people that say that that is a thing. Like, they can't... It's not really shoplifting until you leave the store.
I think if it's concealed on your person...
Yeah.
Well, they might have stopped her at the other side of the register, too.
Yeah.
Like, not fully out of the store.
Once you leave beyond the point of purchase, that's when you're officially shoplifting. So if she went beyond the registers, maybe she went through, like, the first set of doors... They can bust you in the lobby.
Yeah.
Bam, you left the point of purchase with stolen merchandise.
Yeah.
Get your ass back and sign the summons.
There's more, a little more of this crazy bitch's shoplifting rant.
They still don't care. It's their word against yours. And usually the people that are employed and that are working at the time, they usually get the thumbs up. They manhandled me. They dragged me in the store. They actually cut my purse off of me with a box cutter. They dragged my purse inside the store and everything else.
Oh, I hate the way she speaks.
I hate her. I cannot stand.
I'm so glad she has a platform.
All that for a fabric softener.
I mean, I like fabric softener, but...
Yeah, you do. You like paying for it as well.
Exactly.
2 days. 2 days in a row.
But that's why we pay more for everything. It's stupid bitches like this that just... She says that she steals stuff all the time. She admits. She says taking stuff is hard. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah.
There's a 50-50 shot you're going to get caught. It's pretty dangerous.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But this is out of control. We've seen footage out of California, but I guess New York's having the same problem, especially drugstore chains like this. They're just being targeted with mass.
When they just run in.
Yes.
Like 60 people at one time. Will.
In less than a month, 5 of these Duane Reade pharmacies in Manhattan have been targeted by people that jump the counters and make off with opioids like codeine and oxycodone and other things as well.
Yeah, Lisa is on a forum. It's just about shoes. Oh. And there's like 60 of them that are thinking of raiding a couple places in New York. Just taking the best shoes.
The big Jimmy Choo raid of 2022.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Amber's in it, too.
Yeah, is she? Damn!
Oh, I thought so.
I know she was keeping something from me.
Yeah.
She bought that all-black outfit.
Yeah.
What's going on with
her? I know. I know.
Lisa and Amber busted.
She's getting really bad out
there. She'd be a good partner in crime.
Oh, my God, she would. Uh-huh. She watches so many of those shows.
Yeah.
She'd know exactly what to do.
Her shoes is good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's. I don't think anyone can feel sorry for the lady who was busted shoplifting. All right, so I relate to this next story because I can imagine it happening to me. I head out. Like I say I'm going to do one day in like an RV or camper to explore, right?
Yes. I thought you gave that up, but it seems like it's back.
No, it's back.
Because I was with you for a bit with that dream, and then I'm like, I'm out. There's only a few places I want to see, and
the pandemic brought it back.
Yeah.
When I was cooped up inside, I'm like, I want to
go.
I want to get out. I want
to road.
Yes.
Yeah.
My own turn.
So a 29-year-old guy in England kind of did this. He wanted to go explore England in a camper. But he got caught up in an illegal rave by mistake.
Oh no. It can happen over there.
Something you need to keep in mind. Caught up in an illegal rave? What the hell would I do?
How does that happen?
Oh, God, where am I?
Jesus, that is loud.
I'd love to see Dave at a rave, though.
Yeah.
The boa's on, and he's got glow sticks all over.
I
think we must have taken a wrong turn, Barb. I don't know what. There's some kind of drug party going on here. They're locked. Roll a window up, Barb. Here they come, bloody freaks.
There's a 29-year-old guy in England named Oliver Broom. He wanted just to get away and explore the countryside and go camping by himself. So he set up his tent kind of in the middle of nowhere so no one would bother him. But around 10:30 at night, he started to hear some noises. People talking, music. The area... That's kind of like that. The area was so secluded... He got paranoid. He thought, oh, my God, I'm going to be murdered or something.
Yeah.
I'm about to be murdered.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are the sounds of murderers. They listen to that music. Murderers listen to that music. I know.
Oh, my God.
Turns out he wasn't in any danger at all. This was all just part of an illegal rave that happened to be setting up right around where he was camping.
Wow.
And he was
in the drug forest. He didn't realize it.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of the...
The rave here.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is happening over there?
You can check this out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
My tent's got glitter all over
it. That's his tent. And the rave just kind of developed all around where he was camping.
What's hilarious is, like, there's a bunch of people just showed up at the drug forest.
Yeah.
And they're like, where should we set up? And someone was like, oh, there's a tent right there. Let's set up next to them.
Set up around him, man.
There's the party.
There's the guy. I guess over 50 people showed up for it. Most were in their late teens or early 20s. But there were people of all ages, he said. And there's no way he could sleep because they were blaring techno music.
Oh, that's not very peaceful.
Turn it down!
Yeah.
So he just went with it and joined the rave.
Good for him.
Oh, that's good.
Good for him.
He said they loved that he was there and joined in. They all drank, danced, and partied until 7 in the morning. And then everyone was gone by like 7:30, and it was just him again.
What an experience.
Yep.
He says it was the first time in his life he's ever been to a rave. And he got zero sleep, but all in all, it turned out to be an unbelievable weekend.
He's probably an introvert, and he doesn't go out much. He's by himself.
Okay, look where he camped, right?
Yeah. Yes,
he camped.
And then a party came to him.
Yes. It's kind of exciting.
I guess so. Brought him out of his shell.
He is in the middle of nowhere.
Like, literally nowhere. There's nothing around him. That's where he set up camp, and all of a sudden, it turned into a rave.
I would too. Like, well, your choice.
What are you going to do?
Your choice is what? Stay in your tent, try and sleep.
Yeah, that's please leave happen. Me alone. I'm going to have to move.
I'd be Rave Dave.
Rave Dave.
I'd be Rave Dave.
Oh man,
Rave Dave.
Yeah,
I like
give me
it.
Some of them little e pills.
Oh my god,
let's go.
You'd take ecstasy.
What? Why not?
Yeah,
Dave keeps asking me to touch him. He keeps telling me to touch him. He feels amazing.
I just need, what, a soother or something? They give
MDM
me a soother?
MDM Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got glow sticks somehow. We don't know how he got those. Look at him move those glow sticks, too.
That's just in his, like, camping gear. Just in case.
Yeah. Those were safeties.
Yeah, safety glow sticks.
I could use these also.
Oh, damn, they're flares. Look out. Look out.
Yeah. Why not? I mean, you just, at this point in my life, just join.
Yeah, I get
have
it.
Fun.
I do get that.
Gotta have fun.
I do get it.
Up next, a story that I thought was, you know, an urban legend at this point, but I guess it does happen occasionally. Traveling alone is hard enough, but traveling solo as a woman can be kind of a nightmare sometimes. Women already know to keep pepper spray or something protective on them. They know not to get into creepy Ubers or walk alone in parking garages, and they have friends on speed dial with their location shared just in case something goes up. But there are still some things you can't escape. A woman went to Vegas recently and discovered that the peephole in her hotel room door was installed backwards. Meaning you could see her entire room from the hallway if you looked through the peephole.
Yeah. The Aaron Andrews thing.
Yeah, that's who I thought of.
She couldn't see anything from the inside. She shared a little TikTok video of this. Here's her showing you how it works.
So she is, okay, she's going outside.
Yeah, so that's the hallway. And then she shows you into the peephole.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think there's even a, is there even a peephole?
Yeah, there is.
I mean, I guess it is, yeah. No, that's no
You
good.
Can see
that's,
directly.
Is that not the exact room Aaron Andrews was sitting in?
No, I don't know.
I've seen that video a couple times.
Have you really? A dirt bird? It was at, although she never mentions it, everyone in the comments says that's the Bellagio. So a really high-end place.
Wow.
Not a low-class Vegas establishment.
How did she figure that out? I would never even look through the peephole.
Do you think that it's easy to pop those things out? Like, it wouldn't take much? Like, I've never thought of it, but you think it just screws in and...
Like, even someone that's staying there could do
could
it?
Yeah, could just do it.
I bet they are like
that. Yeah, I bet they're like that, right?
I never tried to mess with one.
Nope.
Well, she was staying at the Bellagio. After she checked in, she noticed something was wonky about her door. You could look through the peephole and see into her room.
I can't have this happen, guys.
She says, always check your peepholes. Mine was installed backwards so anyone could see right into my room. She said it's very common for peepholes to be tampered with.
I guess you just have to check that out now if you're in a place, you know.
Yeah.
It's just such a weird thing
because, like, how do you even know who's in there to look in there?
It's just pure random.
Right, because you could get Chuck.
Right.
Yeah, or you could get Aaron Andrews.
Right.
Right, but some of these people that are into this, it doesn't matter who they get.
Yeah, they just want to.
They just, it's just got to be some kind of like, oh man, I'm seeing someone's life.
But how ballsy is that? I'm going to stand in a hotel hallway looking in through a peephole. Like anyone walking by is going to know instantly I'm a pervert.
I think what people do is they hold a phone up to it.
Oh, like try to take.
But even that, I'm just standing holding a phone against.
Yeah.
You think it was just a bad maintenance person? They messed up.
I think just someone who's terrible.
That's probably more likely.
I think I installed it right. I'm not sure.
I never put one in before.
Hey, Jeff, did you check all them peepholes?
I don't know. I think they're fine.
No, I mean, you put in like 70 today. You checked every one, though, right? You checked.
You
did your safety
checks? I checked them all. I checked every one.
Every peephole looks out.
Good. You can definitely see through them.
They all look out.
You can look out, look in.
I just have to sign off on the report here.
Go ahead and sign.
You did all 70.
Go ahead and sign that, boss.
Okay. All 70 are safe and installed correctly.
As can
be. We are the Bellagio, so we have to make sure that we're, you know, everything is perfect.
Yep. They're saying... Chuck the freak maintenance man. Don't ever trust him. Don't ever trust him.
What would happen is I would think I'm doing it right. I would do like 25 of them. And then I would be like, oh man, I haven't checked in a bit. But I'm always putting the left part first and then the right part in, and it's I think it's fine. And then I check and I'm like, oh no,
well, I'm not going back.
I'm not going back.
And now you just look like, what maintenance guy did that? Now you look like the perv, like, maintenance guy that messed it all up.
Well, they're like, oh, yeah. He used to be on the radio. He was always being a perv, so.
Makes sense. It adds
does. It kind of
Meanwhile, it's just because he's a lazy bastard and doesn't want to have to do the work again.
He said he would hold his phone up to it.
So I guess it could be that. It could just be an accident.
It could be. Who knows?
That no one's ever... I mean...
It's an odd one.
When was the last time you looked out of your hotel room peephole anyway?
I know I've done it.
I've done it.
I know I've done it, too.
Yeah, I know
to
I've
see
done
if,
it.
Like, the cleaning people were coming. Yeah. Like, uh-oh.
I look out mine at my apartment a lot. I'll be like...
Who's in the hallway?
Was anybody
who's
out there?
No. Yeah. And I've stayed at places where they have a little cover that falls down over
it. So that's actually more common.
Yeah.
But they say, just to be safe, the next time you stay at a hotel, if you don't want anyone looking at you, or you do, Chuck, whatever, cover it up. A little bit of toilet paper or anything.
Stick like a big magnifying glass or something on the inside so like things look bigger than they are. Be like, yeah, go ahead, release that video. I'll know just where to stand.
But, again, I thought it was just a story we heard through the years, but it is a thing that... happen.
Well, to me, once that Erin Andrews stuff came out, and I think it was, I don't think she was alone in that. Someone has a device that you can put on the outside. So even if they're set up right, it changes the lenses and it ends up like turning it into almost like a telescope or something that.
But that, like, how do you not notice that on the door?
No, because you're just, no, everyone's outside. So it's like some guy outside in the hallway has put a little thing.
No, but that's what I mean. So you're just hoping no one goes down that hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think when they got Erin Andrews, it's like she was getting ready for work or whatever. It's probably 5 o'clock in the morning. No one else is really walking around. If you hear a door open, you just pretend you're doing something. No one knows it's not your room. No one knows.
Maybe it's like a false sense of security. Like, I just assume there's like cameras everywhere in every hallway at a hotel in case something goes wrong or something.
Right.
Yeah. And they must just not have that, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just be careful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you should have your wits about you at any hotel, I think, these days. Because there's perverts at every corner.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So we've learned that maintenance guy may not be the best job for Chuck the Freak, but here's another job, Chuck, that would be perfect for you.
All right.
You can earn $20 an hour in your spare time watching porn.
Well,
He'd be rich.
Oh, rich.
Like, oh, my God.
I do the work of 20 men.
Yeah, more than Bezos.
You can't touch yourself while you do.
Oh, never mind.
this is
touch it the whole time.
This is an actual job. Bed Bible is looking for a porn watching professional. They're willing to pay you $20 an hour to do it. When you get hired as head of porn research, you have to gather information and data points from pornos. They're looking on sex positions.
Oh my God.
Durations, number of orgasms, male versus female ratio, hair color, language distribution, lower region hair areas.
Wow. I mean, that's like doing a book report on every single porn I have to watch. It sounds terrible.
It's like the census of porn.
Yeah.
They call it a deep dive into the ins and outs of porn.
Yeah. I mean, God, if I only could have found this out like in my 20s. I'm trying not to really spend too much time with it.
It would make porn suck. Like, it seems like it would just be a tedious, horrible
job. It's homework now instead of pleasure time.
It's actually, if you ever want to quit porn, just get this job.
You can get paid while you quit.
Well, like, that's it. Because you'd be like, oh my God, I can't, this porn is terrible. I'm not even watching this.
Right.
I can't even think about it. The worst job.
Yeah, I think it would get old quick.
I think it would too. I hate taking notes. I don't know if you guys know this, but man, do I hate taking
notes. Take notes.
Oh my God, I hate taking notes.
I've seen him write like 3 words on a post-it note. That's the amount of notes I've ever seen Chuck the Freak make.
I don't take notes.
Which sound he needs to play for the story coming up.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Just because he knows his memory's going to fail.
That's it. I'm like, I better write down.
It's like old Canadian bitch. That's all he writes.
That's it.
One word.
One word. That's how I live my life.
Pervert.
Keep it simple.
So yeah, there's no way unless you just like could dictate it.
That's what I would do.
Lots of pubes at 3 minutes 27
that's
seconds.
How you do get
like
it.
A recorder. Yeah. My phone doesn't understand me, so it'd all be bad.
And you'd have to like, what does that say? I don't know.
I tried to say threesome in the dog. And
so that what's the purpose of that? You think like people that watch porn these days, they say, oh, there's a downward dog with a real hairy bush lady at 3:47 in.
Okay,
I'll just go right to that.
Listen, think about it. Isn't there something that exists that you can take a movie quote, you can just put in a word like you want to know, like home run. And then you can go there, and it'll show you all the clips where the word home run in every movie ever that they've put in the system.
Wow.
That's probably what they're trying to build for porn.
So there if you want Harry Bush downward dog, you can type it in, and it'll bring up every scene.
Right. Like, if you wanted, like, even just Dave and Chuck. You put Dave, Chuck, and you can go to this site. It'll show you all the different places that Dave and Chuck ever...
I'm not into that, by the way, before people start texting. I'm just was giving
what,
an
what
example.
Yeah. I didn't even hear it. What was your example?
Something about like,
Harry Bush dog, and the
Harry
dog.
Bush.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to watch him do it in doggy style.
Yeah.
With lots of hair down there.
I'm going to be able to find that?
I'm just saying, if you got needs that specific...
But that's what I could see happening. They're really trying to break it down, because... As porn is taking over, we're, you know, guys who watch it a lot, you're really into certain things.
Right.
Like, it takes that one thing. So you're just like, if
it's a time hairy, saver.
Hairy dongs, blah, blah, blah. It is.
Hairy, it's like a, did you say hairy dongs?
Hairy dongs.
That's what Chuck's into.
Hairy dongs. Doggy.
The bigger, the hairier, the better.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's tough to find.
Yeah, I guess it is.
You want to...
But unless you go to Chuck the Freak's Porn Finder...
Yeah. Then... I mean, that's the thing. If only I would have started the idea.
No, it's smart.
To start the idea is smart, but...
Okay, here's a question, especially if you're part of a couple. A new video is asking couples to have a very awkward discussion. In the clip, a woman asks her boyfriend... Would you cheat on me for $1 billion? $1 billion.
Please cheat on me. $1 billion?
Yeah.
Forgive that.
Do it for way less.
And that's what he said. He answered yes, and he even doubled down and said, I'd do it for $100,000.
Oh, my God. There's something like this has been going on out there where it was like, would you hit me? It was like, would you hit me? for like $1 billion? And the guy's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
Like their partner?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's even worse than cheating.
I know it's terrible. Well, that's TikTok. That's where that's what happens on
TikTok.
It's
totally worse than cheating. Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Is,
of course.
I mean, I know. I think most women would be like, it's $1 billion. Hit me.
It's a billion, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like,
it's a sanctioned boxing match.
Oh, I don't know.
Then you could do it, maybe, but... If you hit, you're going to go to jail.
Is there a couple sanctioned that would say no? I mean, as long as you get to stay together after and
use the
money?
As long as you're a confident couple, I don't know, $1 billion?
A billion. Like, that's like a billion money, right?
Yeah,
that's
it is. And away. Honestly, it's like you
just
could
sex.
Just... Yeah, that's it.
$1 billion.
It's one sexual act.
Yeah, and it won't even be great.
But you can walk around and be like, hey, this wiener is worth $1 billion. This is $1 billion wiener. One sex act earned me $1 billion.
Wow.
Don't you think most couples would do it for $1 million?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it would take even that much.
Like 500,000?
I mean,
this guy said 100,000.
I bet you there's people here we could get to do it for like 20 bucks. 20 bucks, I bet you we can make it happen.
Cheat right now for 20 bucks.
I will just, you know, just to put this out there, there are people who cheat every single day, guys and girls, for absolutely nothing. Oh, yeah. It is dead free.
For a lot of drama.
And that's it.
Yeah.
The guy was supposed to say, like, of course I wouldn't cheat on you for any amount of money.
Exactly.
He was like, that wouldn't take much.
It has to be the woman to say, no, please.
Yeah, it's like you, when you know you're on film, you're supposed to, like, edit yourself, I guess.
Up next, cheating definitely doesn't make this list, but they asked women, what do you wish your guy did more? What do you wish your guy did more?
Okay.
If you want to chime in quickly, you can, ladies. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. What do you wish your guy did more? They always have been questions that consistently haunted men. How to make a woman happy? How do you keep her happy? It's not really a single definitive answer for that one, but they asked women that question. What do you wish your guy did more? One of the things that made the list... Massages.
Really?
Massages made the list.
See, because to me, like a massage, it seems like, oh yeah, easy peasy. Let's, whenever you want one, just let me know. But then I think there are girls that are constantly wanting to have that go down.
Everyone knows guys can't give massages without wanting sex right away.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
thank you.
That's,
you're on to something.
It's not like a legitimate massage. It's like, oh,
oh, I fell on you. I don't know how.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. So, why? I don't understand a guy saying no to that. I mean, but unless it's like, no, you can't do anything like that.
Yeah,
I'm just talking about rubbing my feet.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
feet.
That's,
I think they want
the number
massages.
One. That feet massage is the number one massage women want their guy to do more.
Like, I would do it. I don't have a problem with it.
Gotta find a foot fetish guy.
Well, there's my feet when I request.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I can understand. You do it, but it's like when something's every day.
Yeah.
Or it's four times in one night. You sit on a couch and someone sticks their feet on you all the time.
Yeah.
It'd be too much. I can see it. I can see people getting tired of it.
This lovely lady listener just texted in, eat my...
I knew that would be someone would say that. I knew it.
I figured it would have been the other door. They were
requesting. That's the next text.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That hasn't come in yet. But yeah, she said, eat my...
Said it like that.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. That's what she wants her guy to do more.
Yeah, we just got to find the right guy, I guess.
All crudeness aside, I'm sure there's quite a few women that would want that as well.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Because we've heard that a lot of guys don't do that. Yeah. What else? Dirty talk.
Well,
I think some
women
guys fail at it.
Oh, yeah. God. It's just if you're not good at it.
Women wish their guys talked a little dirtier sometimes. That's how they put it.
I'm going to take you and... I'm just gonna pinch you. I'm gonna pinch your bottom. I'm gonna pinch your bottom so hard.
That is so incredible.
I'm gonna pinch your bottom
very uncomfortable
until
right now.
You're going to beg for mercy.
Be my little lobster man.
Yeah. Here I come.
Just the word bottom, I don't think it's disturbing to
me. I'm going
to
spank you on your bottom.
They said they want guys to make it a little more sexy, exciting, definitely about her. Don't go for the straight-up filth. Just a little sexier they want.
Listen,
from their
it's like anything. It's sometimes, though, it's just not you.
Yeah.
Sometimes as a guy, it's just not you. Like a girl wants to be called like filthy, filthy things. And that's just, it does the opposite for you. Like I'm not, maybe it doesn't turn me on to call you my little, you know, something.
Love muffin.
Thank something. God he's looking at me.
I know.
There's kids.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't want to be like.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have brought your kids.
Dave's been saying all day, all ages, everybody come on down.
Yeah, well, you know what you're
don't
in
bring
for.
Your kids.
It's
though.
Our show, though. Come on, what do you expect? Well, you know, like if you say my little dirty whore, like my little slut, like if that's not your thing, you know, it's tough to just pull out of a bag of tricks. But so there are some girls that they want to be degraded.
This list is all sexual. There's no like laundry on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was going to say cleaning, right?
No, that didn't make the list.
Cleaning did not make the list.
No, it's all sex.
Yeah, it's all like sexual stuff.
Got it.
Got it. I mean, our listeners are, someone said, help out around the house more without me having to tell him.
Yeah,
exactly. Well,
that is what some women want. Undress her. That's another thing women wish their guys did more. A lot of women think that's a big turn on when you take her clothes off.
Nobody got time for that.
So there's this dude, they're like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, like me, come on.
Take it off.
Yeah. Come on. Embrace toys. Find out what she likes and use them. Don't think of them as competition. They're enhancements. A lot of guys are intimidated by it. They think if a toy can be better than them, there'll be no need for them. But that's not the case most times.
I gotta get toys involved right off the bat.
Sometimes you could just bring it in. And foreplay is high on the list here for ladies. They want their guys to do more foreplay.
I think just like anything in life, there's a time when like foreplay, there's tons of it. Like you first start dating, it's like that first period. But then like it's sort of... You know, it does. Okay. It goes away. You know? It goes away.
I got, as guys, we're so, you know, we can be so focused on our boners.
Yes.
Right? That we just, you want to get to business.
Yeah, I think, honestly, I think it's a mix. Time. I think there's a mix of both parties involved are just like, hey, we don't need to kiss for 20 minutes.
You know? As long as everyone's fired up and ready to go, let's do this.
Yeah. Time, you know?
This woman said, I'd love my guy to gently hold my face and kiss me and cuddle.
James.
Stop texting, James.
I can't help it. I tell Chuck what to do. I write it out verbatim. Here's what I need. Hold my face gently and kiss me like you see in all those romantic movies. And he doesn't. He just tells me to get down on my knees and service him.
You know, yeah, I'm aggressive. After a while. I'm aggressive with him.
Oh, my God. Here's another. This is similar to the other lady who texted.
He's my dirty slob.
Let me sit on his face more often, what she said.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing? Yeah. When she puts it like that, I don't know why he's not just ready to go.
I know, yeah. It's a fight for his life every night.
Another woman said, be lovely if he just made a dinner once in a while.
See, this is the thing. That's what I thought this list was going to be. I'm shocked that it's all sexual stuff because... Is like cook a meal every once in a while, clean a floor.
Because that's what I deal with in my house. It's like, can you clean the bathroom? Can you help with the dishes?
That's good.
You do like that kind of stuff, like help out with cleaning and that sort of stuff? So I'm surprised as well.
I love the people that get so specific. This lady, I won't say, from Roseville, Michigan, says, play with my nipples more.
Wow.
It relaxes me. It really turns me on. I'd love if he played with my nipples more.
Got to read them all in the smoker lady voice.
Because that's how I hear them in my head.
Well,
if you text a radio station, you want your guy, and you put your name and location in there. Hi, this is Sue
You're
from
proud
Roseville.
Of it. I'm
I'd love if he played with my nipples a little more.
She wants him to hear that.
My God.
He's on his way to work right now.
You get home and play with my nipples.
Hope he gets the message.
I do think there's a lot of girls that feel the same way.
Choke me more.
You're welcome.
Again, there's not a lot of guys that are comfortable with that.
Choking is different than a lot of stuff.
Cool with that either.
Yeah. Let me bang other guys.
Choke someone who's not into it.
No, you can't. Let me bang other guys, this woman said.
Oh.
Most guys aren't cool with that.
No.
Right. No.
Nope.
Now, some are.
Yep.
Some are super cool with it. Like Will Smith.
Let me take the plastic off. I don't know what that means. Like, she wants to raw dog him? Is that what she's saying? She wants to remove... Is raw dog... Is that what we're saying?
Oh, my God.
It could mean a couple different things. Top of mind. Let me take the condom off.
Well, take the plastic off. That's what I'm thinking, right? She wants him to take the condom off.
Or maybe they get new electronics all the time, and you know how the screens usually have that plastic protector?
I don't think that's it.
No, you don't.
It's kind of like a satisfactory thing, you know, when you peel that plastic off. Maybe that's
I doubt that's it, but...
You don't think so? I don't know.
I doubt it, but...
I don't know. Could be. Maybe they get new phones all the time. You got to peel the plastic off.
That's true.
TV, new TV.
And one more here. This woman said... I'd love for him to put on a French maid's outfit and be my house bitch.
That's Chuck texting in.
Busted. Busted. And he does it.
I do. I'm his dirty little French maid.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to get a guy to dress up like a maid.
This guy said, I've been with this woman for 5 months. She just told me that she wants an RJ.
5 months, huh?
I'm 40. Mm-hmm. I've been with multiple women, divorced twice, and I've never licked a beehole. And I don't plan on doing it now. This could be a deal breaker. Is the beehole a deal breaker?
Go ahead and find somebody that you don't mind doing everything with.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to do it.
At least it's only 5 months.
Right.
Like, I mean, not too much time wasted before she busted that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's... I don't know.
He just needs to hook up with the Roseville nipple lover. I mean, that's more his thing.
Yeah.
He's all good with nipples. He's just not into beeholes.
I'd hate to lose someone really great.
Yeah.
Over that.
Over your beehole?
Yeah. Well, over mine, I could understand. Like, that I could understand.
So you're saying he should man up and go back there?
Dude.
Just whatever, you know?
I think he shouldn't do what he's not into.
Lisa has a different take on it. Chuck says, go for the beehole. Lisa says, don't do it if you
don't. Find what
you
want.
Like Dave said earlier, you only live once.
You only live once.
You only live once.
You only live once. Coming up, those crazy Canadians. What is a Canadian guy fighting to wear in his driver's license photo? Let's find out.
Those crazy Canadians.
Gary Smith is the proud leader of the Church of the Spaghetti Monster.
Oh, okay.
In British Columbia.
Yeah, I have the book. I may have heard of him.
With that, he says he should have the right to wear a pirate hat in his driver's license photo.
Oh, I thought it was a colander.
Because the pirate hat is one part of his church's religious headgear.
Oh.
Colander is enough.
Okay.
The Pastafarians,
I didn't know that they
had more than one.
Yeah, I didn't think so either, but I guess I should read that book.
There he is here.
Why not? I mean, are you not allowed to wear any hats?
Authorities have deemed that his pirate hat is unacceptable for a license portrait. But he's not one to have his rights trampled on as a true believing Pastafarian. After review, his complaint was rejected. But he says he will continue the fight for what he believes in. He said there's no reason... He should not be allowed to wear a pirate hat in his license photo.
Yeah, I think he's right.
He is right.
He is right.
Because there are other religions that have headdresses.
He's right.
And they're allowed to wear them in their license photo.
And there's a lot of different people that have taken pictures with colanders on their head.
In the license?
In the license.
That's the whole thing of their religion.
That's possible.
Yeah.
But they have several different headgears that are acceptable. Pirate hat is one.
He's mixing it up a bit.
I didn't realize pirate hat was one, but I love the idea that pirate hat is one.
Canadian pirates?
Yes.
You don't see a lot of Canadian pirates.
It's hard.
But he says he'll fight until they let it happen.
Yep. He'll win. Yeah, you watch.
He eventually
he'll get his hat.
for sure.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.